You're listening to the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast with Karen McMahon. We invite you into a journey of healing and personal transformation that will radically change your divorce experience, heal your heart while refining your character, and enable you to be effective and feel empowered as you navigate the practical and emotional challenges of divorce.
Have you lost yourself in your marriage, fallen into self-doubt, insecure, and uncertain of your own viewpoints? If you've disappeared behind the shadow of your partner's personality, the Reclaim Your Mind free mini course will help you understand how you got here and the exact steps needed to regain control of your life. Go to jbddivorcesupport.com/reclaimyourmind and get started today.
Welcome to Karen Solos, your compass through the storm of high conflict divorce. Discover quick chats that are bound to ignite your curiosity, spark inspiration, and pave the way for transformative thinking and living. Are you eager to delve into a specific topic? We'd love to hear from you. Email us at admin@journeybeyonddivorce.com and we'll make sure to weave it into our upcoming episodes. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Karen Solos. Today we're discussing your support team and exploring therapy versus coaching in high conflict divorce. Now, emerging from a high conflict marriage can feel like stepping onto a battlefield where every day presents new challenges and uncertainties. And in these tumultuous times, the need for support is undeniable. But what form of support is best suited for you? Enter therapy and coaching, two pillars of assistance offering distinct yet powerful approaches to navigating the emotional complexities of divorce. As you traverse this terrain, understanding the disparity between these two forms of support becomes crucial in making informed decisions about your well-being. We'll also look at the question, do you have to choose between therapy and coaching, especially when finances are tight? Or could a blend of both provide a comprehensive assistance that you require? Today, we embark on a journey to explore the unique skill set brought forth by mental health experts and certified divorce coaches. And by delving into their differences, we illuminate the path towards selecting the most fitting support system for your individual circumstances. So let's talk about what they both do. When it comes to support, whether you're working with a therapist or a divorce coach, you're going to get emotional support through the emotional struggles. And yet, that support is actually very different. So on that front, your therapist, psychotherapist, psychologist, they are mental health experts. They have a whole wheelhouse that us certified divorce coaches don't have. And with therapy, often they are focused on helping you to understand what is going on psychologically between your ears and in your marriage and in your marital home. And so they're explaining a lot from a psychological perspective in terms of informing you, and they're really helping you look into the past and connect dots all the way back to your family of origin. How did you end up here? And what are the similarities between your intimate relationships with mom and dad and what's going on with your current marriage? And then they can really bring a lot of very valuable information. The other thing about working with therapists, and there's a lot of different types of therapy, so this is a broad stroke, please show me some grace on that front. When working with therapists, it is an opportunity for you as the patient to sit and process. And so you could tell your story and spend your entire session kind of talking about what happened and the he said, she said, and how it made you feel. And that's all very important because it's part of the healing process. Now, before I move to coaching, I want to say that there's a lot of different therapy out there, and there's also more and more of a move for therapists to learn and get educated in the skill of coaching, which both gives them a broader skill set as well as allows them to cross geographical lines and support people outside of the area that they're licensed in. So coaches have a little bit more or a lot more geographical flexibility. And so the other thing that therapists do that as coaches, we're just not really skilled is when you're dealing with trauma, when you're dealing with significant mental illness, these are areas where a therapist is vitally necessary. If you've been in a marriage for decades and you're truly feeling very crushed or deeply depressed or seriously anxious, or you have some other neurodiverse challenges, a therapist is going to be incredibly helpful for you. So that's therapy. It's about healing. It's largely looking in the past, healing from the past, and supporting you in understanding how you got here and healing the wound. Coaching, on the other hand, is about helping you get from where you are to where you want to be. And so divorce coaching has a couple of different aspects to it. One is we work very much on the emotional level, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. A number of the other things that we do that the average therapist doesn't is support you on that parenting and logistical level. And so a divorce coach, much like a divorce attorney, lives and breathes in the divorce world Monday through Friday. And so whether you're struggling with what's going to happen in your preliminary conference or why your attorney is communicating a certain way that feels aggressive or how you begin to put together a parenting plan that makes sense when you've got a 2-year-old and a 12-year-old, or any of the logistics, divorce coaches are very schooled in helping to be a sounding board, help you get clear on what your values and priorities are and how to then take those to make the best possible decisions with the myriad of decisions that have to be made throughout the divorce process. And so when you're doing coaching, I had mentioned earlier in a therapy appointment, you might be asked one or two questions and have these kind of long meandering answers that are helping you to process and bring to the surface. With coaching, it tends to be much more interactive and strategic. And as coaches, we also might take what you're saying, your fear is, for instance, an emotion, and helping you backtrack it to what's going on in your head. And so how your thoughts are wired into your feelings. And so we're going to really be bringing a lot of mindset and mindfulness opportunities to the table. It's going to be a much more interactive conversation with a strategic focus. And so with divorce coaching, I start out every session asking the client, what is our focus for today? What's the most important thing for you to focus on? And then as we go down that path, we're really looking for what action can you take? Where are you stuck? What shifts do you need in your thoughts, in your feelings, so that you can begin to move forward? And so it's a more interactive conversation. It's got a more strategic approach to it. We could have an entire session on the emotions of my soon-to-be ex did X, Y, and Z, and I'm angry and I'm reactive. Or we could be talking very specifically about the logistics of the legal process and the support that you need on that front. When it comes to the emotions, the other piece is we get very granular. And so I will also always ask my clients if they can connect the dots. I can always tell when someone's been in therapy because they're more like, yeah, this was my dad, this was my mom, this is what happened. That's how I ended up where I am, married to who I'm married to. And that's great. That's one of the values of therapy is being able to understand all of that. And then as a coach, I take that and now we can talk about a reaction you might be having to your spouse or your soon-to-be ex. And start looking at, well, what is that behavior all about? That's a coping mechanism from your childhood. And how did it serve you back then? And how is it serving you now? And what would you like to accomplish? And let's look at other ways of behaving that can help you accomplish that in a much better, more streamlined, more effective way. And so we get very granular. In fact, I've had a lot of clients say to me, I've been in therapy for years and I love my therapist and it's really good. But in the short couple of weeks that I've been working with you, I've made more progress in my current day interactions and struggles with the divorce than I have in the last X number of months with my therapist. That's because of the strategic focus of the coach. That's because of the interactive conversation. If you were my client and you started going into an extensive story about the he said, she said, I would actually ask permission to stop you, help you bottom line what it is you're trying to say in this story so that we have more time to be strategic and move you forward. One of the other big things that's different is we're very skills oriented. And so as we're talking to our clients, it may be that I notice that you're conflict avoidant. And as a result of that, your communication style is actually blowing up conversations rather than helping them move forward. And so we might share skills on communication, on boundaries, on negotiating, on learning to be present, on noticing how judgmental you might be in certain areas and what would happen if you swap that out with curiosity and playing with that. And as part of that, we create action plans with our clients. It's a co-creation of the action plan. And so many clients will either meet weekly or bi-weekly, every other week, and they have work to do in between each session. And so when you have an action plan, which might include listening to a podcast like this one, or reading an article, or making that phone call you've been afraid to make, or putting that list together so that you know what your priorities are, or dipping your toe into the career pool, or whatever it is, you've got an action plan and you're going to be meeting with a coach who is your emotional support, who is your strategic guide, who is your accountability partner. And a lot of clients find that they do the work in between the sessions because they don't want to show up at a session without having done anything. And the more they do, the more they move forward rapidly. And so to summarize a little bit, therapists are mental health experts, divorce coaches are not. Therapists may be geographically limited. So if you're in a small town and you want support from someone who doesn't know everything about everyone, a divorce coach can be really helpful in that situation. But mental health experts really help you to understand psychologically what's going on. They help you to heal from the past. They tend to be past oriented, and they don't necessarily have the understanding or the experience in the realm of divorce and the courts and co-parenting and parenting schedules and all of the details that those of us who live and breathe divorce Monday through Friday do. And on the other side, the divorce coach is a more strategic, more interactive, more action-oriented. And while therapists deal with that big picture healing on the emotional side, we really help with the granular, what is being blown up today? Where are you struggling with your emotions right now? And getting really granular with skills and action steps to keep you moving forward and tracking true to where you want to be. And so at the end of the day, the question that I always ask clients is, especially if you're in therapy and you love your therapist, and yet you're feeling like, and this is what I hear sometimes, I get to a point and then I go and I don't even want to listen to myself talk anymore. I feel like I'm telling the same stories over and over again. And there's a value to that too in processing things. And so I'll often say, well, why does it have to be an either or? If you're still benefiting from your therapy and you still feel like you have healing to do, then why not do a hybrid? And work with your therapist if you're seeing your therapist weekly. What if you saw your therapist every other week and then you see your divorce coach every other week? Now you're getting holistic support with every area and every aspect that you need support on being taken care of. And so as you're thinking about what kind of support you need, I hope that this is helpful. I hope this delineates a little bit between the skill set of therapists and certified divorce coaches. I encourage you to make sure that if you're hiring anyone, that number one, you feel comfortable with them. If it's a divorce coach, that they're certified, that they've got a skill set and a background, that they're not just someone who went through a divorce. And that way you'll be getting the best guidance possible. The thing is, I've been doing this since 2010, just under 14 years, and it's complex. And here we are, Journey Beyond Divorce. We work with high conflict individuals. And so the complexity of the conflict, of the finances, of the co-parenting are really rather high. And you're going to make some of the biggest, most important decisions of your life, and they're going to be long-standing. They're going to last a long time. So make sure that you're getting the emotional support you need, the strategic support you need, and finding that perfect balance for your situation, your personality, and your pocketbook. And on that note, if you're interested in chatting with me or one of the coaches in Journey Beyond to see what a one-on-one coaching would look like with us, you can go to rapidreliefcall.com and book your best time. That will be in the show notes as well for you. And I hope that you found value. And as always, feel free to reach out, ask me to speak on any particular topic, and I will add it to our editorial calendar. Until next time, this is Karen McMahon signing off.